Okay, so I've started the recording. Thank you for allowing me to record these for learning purposes, Christine.
Thank you.
We had a little quick hello before I started the recording, but how are you feeling coming to this call right now?
I'm fine. I'm a bit happy with myself. You know, I see progress. I see change in the ability to say that, okay, if I put my mind in that, I can. And it's like you surprise yourself positively by doing things that you think it's a huge barrier, but then in fact, they're not. In fact, there's something that it's within my reach and within the fact that I could achieve them. So I wrote down before our meeting, because I said that what I have used more during this period is more, I took more my courage, relaxed, and the curiosity, and said, what is the worst that can happen? So those are notions that I took with me since we talked last, to basically shift the mindset of resisting myself, you know, getting that inner resistance.
Well, it sounds like you've had some success in doing that. And I see the smile on your face.
Yeah, indeed.
Would you like to share more about that and your wins, or would you like to talk about something else?
I would like to say that I have experienced the same person, one of the example, in two events. The first event, I didn't approach her. It's the head of HR of Spotify, and I like that company. I like, you know, what they're doing, but I felt like, no, I'm not. What would I say something interesting that other will not be saying? I saw her in another event after our talk, and the experience was totally different, where she has wrote on LinkedIn on one of my comments that it was a pleasure talking to you. So it was the other way around, that the confirmation did not come from me, the confirmation came from her. And I think this was very good for me to understand. And that, yes, it's the same person, two different events, a lot of people, but one event went better because I was more interested, or I was more relaxed, or I was more like myself, rather than I need to prove a point, I need to get myself through. You see that's shift. And I think that is valuable to keep in mind.
Well, the courage, the relaxed curiosity, those three things seem to be present for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beautiful. Well done. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
What would you like to talk about for our 45 minutes today?
What I lifted before last time when we ended our call is that the power of letting go. You know, sometimes when we hang on things and they keep on ruminating in our mind. And that is something that I would like to explore more together with you, because sometimes it's painful to keep on ruminating. You know, you know that I can't do much about it. Or you know that, but why it's still there and bothering, you know, like this voice inside you that keeps on telling you, why are you doing this, you know, or about situation that happens with me. And okay, I could have done better, I didn't, so what? You know, when you resonate it, I think I have the ability to feel more rather than to resonate more. So, and then it keeps on hunting me down.
Did you say hunting me down or
haunting me down. Yeah. Or chasing me, basically.
Chasing. Yeah. I didn't know whether you were saying haunting or hunting. No.
Yeah. Hunting me down. Chasing me.
That's quite a dramatic visual.
And this is something that disturb my sleep, for example. This is one of the things that I recognize very well, you know. And I know before getting to sleep that this will wake me up. You know, this, it will come. It's not, it's not gone.
You already know that it's going to haunt you or hunt you down in your sleep. Let's say that you were successful in being different. What would be a different metaphor instead of hunting you down?
Seeing it more flying away, you know, more fading away, you know, like dissolving and fading away.
And what would that do for you if the critic was fading and flying away?
It will free me up from it will free me up from the fact to rethink it again and again and again, and maybe I can't do it. I can't rewind anymore, you know. If I've said something or if I've done something, I just need to maybe break it down to some logical path in my mind. And then at that point to say, okay, now I reach the end point of it. And now I let it go.
Now that sounds like what you want to get in our session. So let me check. What would you like to have by the end of this session?
Is it more the ability to let go, to break down or to... to be more in control of those thoughts that hunt you down or that, you know, chase you or whatever, and be more, how can I trick them or how can I, you know, turn around situation logically and avoid this sense of being always chased by that.
Well, that sounds clear. I want to ask you if you have this ability to break down and let go, to be more in control. In your ideal Christine self, maybe 2 years from now, how would you be expressing yourself to me ideally about these inner critic thoughts?
If I was able to be in control.
Yeah.
I would describe it that still things happen. However, I'm able to maybe switch off. I'm having the ability to switch off more easily. And dealing with them and classifying them as done or as learning or whatever, rather than dragging them with me.
And classifying instead of dragging along. What does classifying mean to you?
It could mean either I learn something of it, I take action to it, or I let it go because I can't do anything more about it. It's either a learning or it's the fact that got it, done that, fair enough, I'll do better next time.
And how would you like to feel by the end of our session?
The idea that comes to mind, I'm more hopeful that yes, I can do that, you know, it's more hopeful.
Your energy changed as you said that, and
laughed. It's like, that's important. That's good. To find the key, or to find that thing that I could use to experience more, the joy of the things rather than the pain of it all the time.
Well, you have a clear energy shift already between the dragging, and you felt it too. So maybe if you feel this again, or if I notice it again, maybe can just check in and see what's happened. Is that a good way to?
Yes.
Good. So the ability to break down and let go and be more in control, to be able to trick your thoughts, classify them instead of dragging them along, and you want to feel more hopeful that you can do that and feel the joy of the things. Have I captured that?
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Where would you like to explore? Do you want to write down?
I wrote, how about the ability to get the mind, you know, just like you said, like I, you know, to get that peace, or to get that feeling of joy, to get the mind into, don't let it go into you, don't let it hurt you, but let it, you can analyze it. I think this is in a way how to be able to break it down to pieces.
How would you like to break? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's how to get those ideas broken down, and then the thoughts, the negative thoughts or whatever I experience, I need to let it go. How can I do that or treat them more easily to let them go?
As you said peace, the first thing that came to me was peace, spelt P-E-A-C-E. And then you talked about breaking into pieces.
Yeah.
And then I realized I may have it not heard you correctly. Did you mean both peace and pieces?
No, I just meant the P-E-A-C-E. The first, like the joy, the peace of it, you know, just to, even though it's not going to be maybe all the time a fun situation that I need to let it go, but how can I treat it in a way to... to accept it and then to let it go.
Well, where would you like to explore these pieces?
Where to start? If I look at situation that I need to let them, I see some of the situation, if I need to get them into pieces, one is that, did I do something wrong? Maybe if I understand where, you know, if did I do something wrong, to start by asking, what is it? Why is it, you know, the why is it disturbing me? And then maybe write down the fact that, okay, go into the why of it and understand, okay, what could I do? What is my control? Why, what is it? You know, it's not in my control. And maybe to recognize when I start, you know, when you start to beat yourself hard, you know, you start to push yourself that I expect more of you, Christine, you know? It's the inner voice that would have said to myself. It's even with the situation with my kids, you know, like I have expected for you to be a better mom, or for you to not explode in the way it was not a big thing. To treat that as a, so those are the high demands sometimes that I put on myself. That could be something to break down. Is it this that is bothering? What is it?
Yeah.
Did I explore correctly what
However you want to explore is correctly.
Yeah.
I do have a question based on what you just said, or do you want to keep writing first?
No, it's okay. I wrote down.
When one of your children comes to you and they are upset, things are out of their control, what do you do to in response?
I calm them down and I ask the why. What is it that's bothering you? What is it that is of a, you know, the pain? What is the causing that pain, or what's causing that that anger? And then I try to ask, what is it that we can do about it? If I could be, if it's, do you want me to do something about it, or do you want to do something about it?
How do you feel towards your child?
A lot of compassion and love, and you know, very much wanting to help as well.
How can you use that for yourself? I see the smile on your face.
I know it was coming.
You looked at me like you knew what you were saying.
Exactly. Yeah, that's I never thought about it this way, to be honest. Because many times you don't treat yourself with love. You know, I have it's not the first thing that comes to my mind, I must say, that, you know, neither compassion, maybe help, you know, it's like, yeah, how can I do it? But it's more mechanical rather than, inner way of thinking about it. Yeah, that's a good.
So you said you wanted to classify and break down. How does compassion fit into that for you?
I think it's about acknowledging that that I can do mistakes, for example, and it's okay, and I'm still good, and I'm still a good person. It's the forgiving, you know. It's the forgiveness. And that, you know, unconditionally to say that you're still good, and you're worth something.
That sounds like a voice that you're describing now. That's a different kind of voice than the inner critic voice you were describing earlier.
Yeah, that's true. That's more of a more of a helping voice, maybe. More constructive, more helping, more positive.
Are you a good person, Christine?
Yes, I am. At one point, I recognize. And this is the notion of being kind, when maybe at the beginning I thought it is, you know, kind is being stupid, because, you know, you will be taken advantage of. But when I recognize kindness is it's courage, it's a strength, then I more acknowledge that I am a good person. So yes.
Right. That sounds, I don't want to put words into your inner critic defense.
Yeah.
Just sounds like you're coming up with another voice in your head.
Yeah.
Is that true, or am I putting words into your...
No, it is. It's the new, it's a new voice. It's a more of a seeing than, yeah. It's more calming. It's more...
Back to your first metaphor of being dragged or hunting you down and chasing you down. When you think about something that your critic could tell you that you didn't do well, and now you have some things written down about that, what would you like to call that voice?
Yeah, that's in a... Yeah. Maybe the kind voice, the healing voice, yeah.
When the kind healing voice speaks and you've got the inner critic, how do you work with that metaphor then still of hunting you down? What happens to that?
Maybe it's always going to be there. Maybe it's more to learn how to cope with it. It's more to acknowledge it and try to voice over, you know, more like water the other one. More push more on the positive sides, and even it's okay to be critical to ourselves, but do it in another manner, in a more starting maybe from the point that the intention was good, or the situation was not supposed to turn like that, or whatever. To turn it around, to acknowledge it, and get the more the voice of the inner, you know, the more the kind healing voice to be the one talking more.
Sounds peaceful and soothing.
Yeah.
And your smile is just so beautiful.
Thank you.
Almost like you've got some relief or something. What's the feeling?
It's like you get the key with you. It's like, yeah, that's another key. There is a key for everything. And then I think it's good to say that there is a way, and it's just to find it and they practice it and exercise it and do it again. And you fail and you do it again. But I love the notion of compassion and love that I think I would say it's something that good to put it, to exercise it more.
Mm. How would you like to exercise it more?
Maybe to ask myself, how would I, like you did it exactly. Am I loving myself by saying that to me? Am I helping myself? Am I forgiving? So it's would I treat, maybe to again to put Christine in a you know, in a third dimension, would I have treated her like that? How can I help her rather than, you know, what you say, like pushing that away? But more to exercise it and to get it more as a habit.
When you go to bed now, what would you do differently?
maybe thanks to say thank you for myself for that day, for all what I have done, for all what I could do, for all what I have learned, for who I am. So, yeah.
Seems like you found a foundational piece, something that is to begin with rather than the inner critic. How would you describe the process for you?
I think I found the way to, like we said, to break it down and to be grateful more on the positive side than to be to process it in a better manner. And sit down with the idea rather than maybe sometimes as well, you don't want to, and this happens sometimes to me, that I don't want to hear my voice. It's like I feel my thoughts are harassing me and I don't want to hear them. So with the subconscious or consciously, it's like you hire another, you put the volume up for another voice. It could be social media, it could be anything that distracts, but it doesn't take it away. And I think this is what, if I would say that, I would try to deal more with it in the fact that don't, it's there, don't silence it, and you know that it's gonna come back, but treat it and let it go. I think this is more the process that I could see myself doing.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just aware that your microphone is, or I think, can we just move it a little bit? I think it's, yeah, on your jacket.
Yeah. Does it sound better?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little, maybe it's your pen. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how is this conversation feeling for you right now versus where you started with, you know, the wanting to be in control and tricking yourself?
Yeah, it's more hopeful. It's like there is a key, there is a way of doing it. And I feel like, yeah, I could try that. Why not? It's better than what I have. So, you know, it's better than, yeah, my starting point.
And your energy feels different. How does it feel to you, though?
I think I always get into a calmer, you know, when I find things, I use go to a calmer mode. It's like you get more harmony with with my voice. So I feel that I'm getting into that yeah, good pace of words and ability to to feel good about it.
For me, it's almost as if you inhabit more of your body than just your head. Right now, it feels like you're more in your body than just trying to figure it out through your mind. How does that sound to you?
Is it more that it the impact on the body that is maybe affecting it? Of course, it has an impact on the way, you know, the breathing or whatever you feel. And then when it gets you in that calmer mode, your mind is more in maybe able to process things clearer rather than you barely breathe or it's you can not articulate it. So
I'm going to get you. Can you just put your collar down because it's still touching you? Yeah, move your collar away. Yeah, there you go. Let's try that. Yeah. Good. Well, now I wonder where courage and love, or compassion and love, where you feel that versus where you feel the inner critic. Are they in a different place in your body or mind, or are they somewhere similar?
I think the inner critic is more in my head. Or it's out of the fear. You know, it's out of... what scares me, you know, like... the more this it's in the head, more this demanding voice, you should do that, you should do it, you should push forward, you should do better, you know all those should do, and not recognizing that that I did all I could, or I did my best at that point, and it's not treated by the fact that it's not seen as from the love perspective, from that perspective. So I think if I would look, if you really you love somebody, you would not beat him up more. You will try to get it a little bit more okay. What is it more that we can do better maybe next time? You did your best. You're still loved. You're still a good person. You're still a person that is doing well. So all those things, it could start from that rather from, you know, banging on some connection in the brain that is always, you know, pushing on, you know, things that I should have done better all the time.
Christine, I've just noticed your beautiful heart necklace.
The black one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It is from one of those Christmas market. I always go. I thought, why red? Black is beautiful as well.
Well, I'm wondering about the symbolism for you, whether you want to somehow, because I know you love jewelry. You love beautiful, beautiful jewelry. I've seen it every time. And here you chose a heart and you want to have more compassion and love and forgiveness for yourself.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with that, if anything?
Yeah, maybe keep it close, maybe wear it more, you know, wear it inside me more often, and see it more often. I think it's a good thing. I think I do always things that has a meaning, or I feel it has a meaning for me, you know, like a message in a ring rather than a ring, you know. What does that ring tell me as a message? And that create a... So it's very true. If that's the love, then I should cherish it more. Put it more into... lift it up.
You said a black heart is beautiful too.
Yeah.
What's the laugh?
Yeah, because you always go for red, for what it is. And, you know, basically it's not red. The blood, yeah, it's not about blood. But it's the charm of things. It's more what it means for me. I don't see it black in the black, sad way. You know, I see it more like maybe see it, people. See it. It's maybe we got too used to a red or silver or whatever.
What color is the inner critic?
Red.
What color is love and compassion?
Yeah, there I go on green or blue. It's close by.
Well, what else do you need to explore? We have about maybe 10 minutes left. What else do you need?
Sometimes when you need to be to let go or to want to explore one thing, when the demand are high and then the things get too stressed in this manner, and then you get into this vicious circle or cycle of the inner critic, and you are so focused on it you're focused on it, so you don't accept yourself to flip anything, because it's like the stubbornness of then something click that you are so stubborn that I just want to sit with this one. It's like you do own harm. How can I break that cycle? How can in the moment break it? So I stopped myself, because sometimes you let yourself go long. Even you learn a technique and so on. So how can maybe break that cycle?
You've come up with some tools already. Color, you've just mentioned, and you've got some the healing, kind healing voice. What about those could you use?
Ask for, it's like you ask yourself for a time out. You recognize the thing and ask yourself time out, maybe, to do that. And to say, hold on. Now you've gone too far. Or stop. And recognize the both side of the voices, and then say, which one am I using? You know, ask myself, which one am I using? I'm using this one or this one. What am I listening to?
And does that give you what you need, or did you need something else? Sorry, you were going to say something.
That's good when you can reason. Then I know when the feeling then are higher. You're in an anger, or you are in a vicious circle. Is there something that could be of a help to do? Is there you can. I know that I go to the gym, it works better, but I have no energy to go to. You know, you end up like your energy gets sucked and get absorbed by this, and how to turn it around. So this is more, that's what I'm looking for.
Well, the energy seems like a part of this is how much energy you just said that you have. Now I'm coming back to your child again. It's what makes me think of when your child is uncontrollably upset and doesn't seem to be able to get out of their state that is angry and frustrated and annoyed. How do you respond as a mother?
You try to distract, to break some pattern, to say that, okay, can we talk about that later on? The kids came home. I just need to close that door. Okay. I'm sorry. Hold on.
No, that's fine.
Hold on.
No problem.
So distracting could be one of the elements that I would say is shifting the focus to something else, help them out to shift the focus. Use humor to be able to be fun or to do something funny. Or smile to that I try to do. Like if I throw something on the floor or something falls, I smile. Oops, okay. It's like you just smile about it, or you just like, yeah, I'll clean it. It's not a problem. So maybe to use this to bring a lightness to it, rather than to carry the load of it.
How does that feel for you as another part of your strategy, I guess?
It's good. It's good. It's a good thing to again maybe write it down and to have that when do I flip? What shall I do? You know, it's like you get a more small, your own checklist. Right now, do this. Stop. You know, it's like sometimes when I put on my shopping list, you know, I write the stuff and then I put smile. just to get something to remind me that while doing this, maybe it's not fun to do it, but smile.
Mm.
So that could be of a help.
Given your very visual, what symbolism of color might your lightness be?
Blue. The blue color. The sea. My calming effect.
Mm. Yeah. So does that give you what you were looking for?
Yeah. Thank you.
Beautiful. And so how are you feeling now about the wanting to break it down and get some more control, being able to trick that inner critic? Where are you now versus where you started our session?
I feel we went far with the idea of what is it and breaking it down, understand what it is, and understanding again.
Oh, the connection just broke up. You just froze.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I think the connection got, I don't know why it triggered it.
Yes.
Did you hear me when I said that that I have a lot of information about how we have classified it, break it down, the ability to use one, you know, I've been using more one side than the other, which is the compassion and the love and the acknowledgement of that, and to use that more. I think those are very tangible things that I could, that I was able to resonate or break down and use it more differently from now on. Yeah, practice it at least.
How do you want to practice?
I think to recognize when one is to recognize when I get this, is it a an idea that will hunt me down, or is it something that it will not? It's more to be to more reflect either on my day or on what it is, and then try to see that, is it a positive or something that will create a inner critic. And then if it's an inner critic, then I need to talk it through with myself, go through it, and put it down, and then try to treat it nicely, and to secure that I dealt with it.
Sounds good. And you wanted to feel more flying, fading away. How are you feeling?
I think it's good. I think it's a good, when, if I will be able, if I'm able to practice it and do it right, I'll be able to see it fading away from being negative, to ruminate more into getting released and classified in a positive manner. You know, it's okay. And then moving from there.
What support might you need to be able to classify?
It's to acknowledge it, basically, and to say, that's it. That's all what I can do. That's all what I was able to do, and able to put it away, to put it in a way, put it in a context of learning as well, or of acknowledging that it's a new circumstances. It's something that I was maybe not able to control all of it, or I'm not able to, how would I have catered for it? And then move from there, rather than the other way around of being very demanding. And expecting from myself to solve it all, or to have it all perfect, to see the progress rather than the perfectionism.
That's a great observation, to see the progress rather than the perfectionism.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one image that's been coming to me all session, and I didn't know whether to share it. So I've decided I will just trust my intuition on this. Last time we spoke, you spoke about the horse.
Yeah.
And at first I thought the horse was involved today, but you didn't bring it up. And yet at the same time, for me, I'm not sure of the symbolism. I'm not good at this, but what's the horse that flies? Is it Pegasus? Or?
Yes, yeah.
When you were speaking, I felt like the horse had been transformed. I don't know if that means anything to you or not, but...
Yeah.
Doesn't have to.
No. The horse was interesting. I didn't know that I could learn so much from it, but...
That's great.
Well, you made it more beautiful with the idea. I made it dissolving. You made it flying, which is, I think it's a, I like that. Thank you for sharing it.
Yeah. If it feels right for you, that's what was the image. There's, you were speaking a lot during the session that came up, but I just didn't know whether to share it or not. So if it works.
No, thank you.
So what else have you discovered or perhaps reconfirmed for yourself in this session?
Discovered, I think that I could use more the other strengths that I have, that I normally don't exercise them on myself. I think this is something I discovered, that I don't use compassion, I don't use love, I don't use those with me. And that I think it's very clear for me that those are things that I can take strengths from. And I learned that it is feasible. It is it's good. It is something that I can do, and maybe I'm doing it already with, like you said, there's either my kids with other circumstances, but I'm not doing it with myself.
Well, that's a nice observation, and again, it's always such a pleasure to hear your process and the way that you take the inner qualities and play with them. And so I'm wondering if there's anything else that you need to say before we complete our session today.
No, I'm thankful. I'm hopeful. It's very comforting, and it's very much getting inside my the body and the soul that it's something good, you know. And then you feel it, and I was able. I'm happy with myself as I was able to articulate things truly how they are, and not make it more complicated. I think sometimes we tend to do that.
Yes, true. I can relate. Yes. Well, if there's nothing else, then I'll stop our recording and we'll just confirm our next session.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.